Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 289. And I'm joined again today with my beautiful wife, Rev. Renee. Good morning.
Morning, darling.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
Yes, indeed it is. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. The past is over. It cannot touch me. Unless the past is over in my mind, the real world must escape my sight. For I am really looking nowhere, seeing but what is not there. How can I then perceive the world forgiveness offers? This, the past, was made to hide. For this, the world can be looked on only now. It has no past, for what can be forgiven but the past? And if it is forgiven, it is gone.
Father, let me not look upon a past that is not there, for you have offered me your own replacement in a present world the past has left untouched and free of sin. Here is the end of guilt, and here am I made ready for your final step. Shall I demand that you wait longer for your son to find the loveliness you planned to be the end of all his dreams and all his pain? The past is over. It can touch me not.
And so it is. So this lesson follows on the heels of the lesson we had yesterday, let me forget my brother's past today, and today the past is over. It cannot touch me. Unless the past is over in my mind, the real world must escape my sight. All of these teachings continue to point us back to the practice of the holy instant. When we join in mind, when we meld in mind with the voice for God, a capital T teacher, capital G guide, that is the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. When we meld in mind and join in mind with that self, our true self, we see a world made new. That is the corrected perception. When we're looking through the eyes of the ego, we literally are looking at everything from the past. And we've made examples of this by saying, okay, look around the room and, okay, so you see a glass of water. How do you know it's a glass of water? You just look at it and say, well, that's a glass of water. But in 1/10,000th of a second, your mind makes a choice, makes a decision by looking at the past experience that you've had that says, oh, no, that's a glass. Well, those are mutually agreed upon definitions of what everything is. Everything around us, you can look at everything. You see it has a name and you recognize the name immediately when you look at it, whether it's a doorknob or a plant or a chair or a carpet or whatever it is. When you're looking around your space, we don't recognize that we're looking at everything from the past definitions of what things have been. And we also do not recognize that we look at our brothers and sisters from the past definitions of what we have given them. We are giving everything all the meaning that it has with the ego self. But when we join with the higher self, with the Holy Spirit, in the practice of the holy instant, we come to the realization of what is present now. And what is present now is perfect. What is present now literally does not have a name. It is what God created it to be, and it cannot be named by the ego, literally. The ego just overlays its definitions and meanings on top of what God is being. What God is being the more of in our experience right now. So we can ask ourselves, let's take that good deep breath, let's join within, let's practice the holy instant, and let's go within and let's ask the Holy Spirit, what is the more that God is being in this now moment? and allow ourselves to be informed in a new way, allow ourselves to see that new world.
Oh, that's just beautiful. I was pausing to do that as you were saying that, and that practice of the holy instant, rising in consciousness and connecting, beloved of my being, are you there? And what is God being? The more that God is being, that is being revealed in this moment. Merely what I am doing is releasing how I have judged the past, releasing how I have judged myself, my brothers and sisters, the world, and unburdening myself of those judgments, and in so doing, releasing all tension. My shoulders can drop. I can breathe. I can let it all go. I really can. It serves me no more. It doesn't keep me safe. It is done. It is over. Into thine hands I commend my spirit. It is done. And I can feel the release, I can feel the rising, I can feel the ascension. And I can let that be. I'm so very grateful that the solution is so simple and so easy, and just takes my willingness to practice. And the practice is each moment, each breath, cultivating an awareness of the presence and my identity as it. It is truly a benevolent world, a benevolent universe. And as I rise in this vibration, I see clearly. I see the world that I didn't make through my judgments, my thoughts, separate from God. But I see a new world, which isn't really new. It's what always has been. And so I feel grateful. The past is over. It can touch me not. Am I willing to let it go? I say yes.
So I was listening to, as what you were saying, I was thinking of, you know, the last step. I think that's the hard part, is the surrender part. Because it's being willing to move into the not knowingness and to the not controlling self, and surrendering and just being present to the way things are and all it is, without giving things meaning and without trying to plan and control it. And that's a fearful step, because we find our safety in all of those aspects of the ego that we have developed so diligently over the course of our lifetime to define, control, and know what's going on. But that in the way of mastery, that's the last step to the keys of the kingdom, is to surrender. And so there we are. I mean, that's the pathway to peace, all glory to God, and to surrender our thinking self. Surrender it over to our higher self, the Holy Spirit, and join that mind in that loving embrace of who we really are. The past is over. It can touch me not. Stay the course, mighty companion. And we make the commitment to stay the course with you. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send